Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew 5, 21 to 24. You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, "You shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment." But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, "Raca," is answerable to the court, and anyone who says, "You fool," will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to them, then come and offer your gift. We see here again, as we see often in the Sermon on the Mount, that, and if we're going to understand the Sermon on the Mount, we need to understand this point, that Jesus is dealing again and again with what lies behind the actions, not just the actions. Jesus doesn't want simply to stop murder, although that would be a good thing, but he wants to effect a heart change. This heart change is in the area of relationship. His focus was so much on restoring relationships to what they were always meant to be. Being angry in itself is not wrong. Jesus was angry with people and about situations. He was upset by the traders in the temple in Matthew 21. He was upset by hypocrites in Mark chapter 3, and in fact, religious leaders in general, Matthew chapter 23. But the difference with Jesus was that it wasn't personal. He didn't take it personally. How are you doing with being a person who's easily angered? Perhaps there's something you could pray about today. Perhaps there's a situation that you might need to repair. Perhaps you need to be a peacemaker. Perhaps you need to go to that person in meekness and offer them mercy instead of judgment. These Beatitudes show us how to live in harmony with one another. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Take care. God bless.